This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a very exciting guest with us. He is Henry Fahman. He is the CEO of PHI Group. They trade on the OTC pink sheets under the ticker symbol PHIL. Henry, thank you and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Everett, and thank you, our audience. You know, it's a great pleasure and privilege for me to have this opportunity to share with you and our audience some very exciting things at this juncture of our company.
Absolutely. Do you want to give a disclaimer before we get started?
Yes. Normally, yeah, we need to say the safe harbor statement as a requirement for a public company, you know. So the interview may contain forward-looking information within the meaning of the Section 21E of the Securities Exchange Act of 1934, as amended, including statements regarding potential sales, the success of the company's business, as well as statements that include the word believe or similar expressions. So we would like to include this safe harbor statement as a disclosure for our interview today. Yeah.
Very good then. PHI Group, you guys are a publicly traded company. You guys were established around 1982. You adopted a double track strategy to cater to the needs of conventional energy and renewables. Give my listeners a little bit of background of yourself and your company, and then I want to get into the Q&A.
Yeah, thank you very much, Herbert. Yeah, PHI Group, it was founded in 1982. It's a fully reporting company with the Securities Exchange Commission. We are in the process of acquiring biomass, wood pellet company in Northeast Alabama, and majority ownership in a liquefied petroleum gas company in Vietnam, and using both as different platforms for rolling up other targets, you know, and uplisting the company to NASDAQ in the near future after the closing of either one of these acquisitions. The authorized capital is about 300 million shares, issuing outstanding 14,500,000 shares. And our business focus is in energy and natural resources, both conventional and renewable energy. And our roll-up strategy target is to continue to acquire other companies in energy and renewables to increase revenues up to $200 million within the next 2 years. And as for myself, my background is in finance and economics. I got an undergraduate degree from UC Berkeley High School of Business, and went on and took some programs at Stanford University in management, and also in the merchant acquisition, and also the advanced management program at Harvard, their flagship program that included corporate strategy and growth strategy, and also operation and a few other things. So that's a nutshell of what PHI Group is about, and we'd be glad to discuss some of our transactions that are underway and share with our audience.
Absolutely. You know, what is the status of your acquisition of the 15.9 Pacific Petro LPG company you've announced earlier? Where are you guys at in the scheme of things?
Yeah, we signed an agreement to acquire 50.9% of Pacific Petro, joint stock company, and a liquefied petroleum gas, which is LPG company in Vietnam. And we want to use it as a platform to roll up other targets in Vietnam, Cambodia, and Southeast Asia in this sector. The company was established in 1998. It generated about $27 million in revenue in 2014. And about $20 million in revenue in 2015. The reason being oil price was low in 2015, which also affected the total sales. But the good thing is the market share increase, and the demand for this type of product is going gangbuster, not only in Vietnam, but also in, in Cambodia. And it's a different kind of structure, you know, in Vietnam and Cambodia and emerging markets like that. They don't have the pipeline system that we have here in the U.S., but they have to use the canisters, you know, the cylinder to transport gas, you know, to households and other commercial buildings as well. And the company owns its has its own cylinder sinister manufacturing plant and fueling capacity and facility, and it will set up a storage area in an industrial park called Gat Yao in the Dong Nai province to increase capacity. They expect to grow about 30% per annum for the next several years, and the projection for 2017 is revenues-wise about $56 million and net profits about $6.1 million. We have engaged Grant Thornton to complete a business valuation of Pacific Petrol, and I will be coming back to Vietnam probably not next week, but after Father's Day, you know, to sit down with the owner and management so both sides can determine the purchase price and the terms of payment for Pacific Petrol. They may want to take a smaller portion in cash and greater portion in stock. If that is the case, then, you know, we can be a little bit more flexible in terms of the purchase price. But so that's something we will determine. However, you know, at the same time, we have also investigated other targets.
Let's talk about Pacific Petrol, because I have a couple questions that my listeners would probably like to know. One is that you guys, since you own 50.9%, you'll have controlling interest. Okay. Two, when will those revenues fall on your balance sheet?
Once we complete the acquisition, then we can start booking the revenue under PSI Group almost, you know, immediately, because it's an ongoing business. You know, they have ongoing revenues and profits that can be incorporated and integrated into PSI profit and loss and also balance sheet, you know.
Okay, so you have the capital, you're going to use some stock to make this acquisition.
Yes, it would be a combination of cash and stock, and as mentioned, if the company Pacific Petrol decides to go for more stock or more cash, then, you know, we will strike a balance that will meet the requirements and the needs of both sides, and that's something we need to discuss with them next time I'm back to Asia. And we already signed the agreement, but in the agreement we didn't fix the price until we got the valuation report from Grant Thornton, and now we do have that report.
I see. Tell us a little bit more about the acquisition of the biomass wood pellet plant in Alabama. You guys got a lot of things going on, so what's going on with that business front?
Yeah, we signed a letter of intent to acquire a company in Alabama that owns a wood pellet biomass plant with a capacity of 100,000 metric tons per year. The plant was constructed in 2009 and went into production in 2010. The total plant net asset is about $8.9 million. We have agreed on the purchase price and have also got commitment and indication of interest from several groups that would provide us the bulk of financing in debt, and we'll be supplying part of it in equity from PSI Group. After the acquisition, we plan to focus on a new market segment after closing, you know, but it will be a totally new marketing strategy, and with that we expect annual revenues to be around $40 to $44 million a year, and net profits of roughly about $4 million a year. And we also want to use this as a platform to rolled up by acquiring other targets in the biomass wood pellet business that will be introduced by our business advisory group that has brought this transaction to us.
My guest today is Henry Fahman. He is the CEO of PHI Group. They trade on the OTC pink sheets under the ticker symbol PHIL. They trade around 51 cents a share. What is your strategy with respect to these acquisitions? You mentioned about uplisting to the NASDAQ. When do you think that's going to be accomplished?
We think as soon as the closing of either of these transactions, or both of them for that matter, it will be qualified to uplist to NASDAQ with the revenues and also the assets. So I think the share price will also be reflected at the acquisition because of the fact that we will be able to consolidate top line earnings, and I mean the revenues and also bottom line profit toward the parent company.
I totally concur with you on that. My guest today is Henry Fahman. He is the CEO of PHI Group. They trade on the OTC pink sheets under the ticker symbol PHIL. Henry, in closing, is there anything that you and I did not get a chance to discuss that you would like to get out to my listeners?
Well, I think it's very important for us to focus on the next 1 or 2 months here to close one or both of these transactions. And I think the market will be able to see what's happening, and we understand our plan of action more concretely, you know, with the closing of one of these transactions. And as I mentioned, we want to use it as a platform, number one, to uplist the company and to NASDAQ, number two, to be able to have access to additional capital and increase value of the company by additional acquisition and roll-up strategy that we have discussed.
Henry Fahman has been my guest today. He's the CEO of PHI Group. Henry, thank you for coming on the show. We're going to check back with you and your MA acquisitions here in a couple months and see where we're all at. And I wish you the best. And again, thank you for coming on the show.
Well, thank you so much, Alfred.